Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Nick Costas is the host of You Better You Bet. Make sure you check out the You Better You Bet countdown to the NFL draft, which you can hear, as always, on 92.9 FM ESPN tonight. He joins us now. Hey, Nick, what's happening, man? Appreciate the time.
What's going on, guys? Hope everyone there and the great people of Memphis, hope everybody's staying safe. And thank you very much for having me.
Yeah, we are we are doing the best we can. So, as you know, you work in sports, so you're feeling it just like we are. I mean, I think there is just this urge for a diversion, right? This urge to get back to what we know and what we accept as normal. But, like, before we get into the particulars of the draft, this is not going to feel very normal, right? I mean, it's like they're going to have a draft and they're going to, like, guys, I guess they're going to break down the but this is going to feel very strange, isn't it?
Well, I think that you can answer the question one of two ways. And I think the two ways, it's very binary, right? Both yes and no. It's going to feel abnormal when you compare it to kind of like what we're used to seeing with an NFL draft. But I actually think it's going to be a tremendous sense of, and it will lend a sense of familiarity. And I think it's going to be really reassuring. And I think it's going to be great next Thursday night, April 23rd, round one of the NFL draft. Because, yes, it's going to look different. And, yes, Roger Goodell is going to be announcing from his basement, not getting booed. If I were him, I'd, like, have my family boo me. I think that would, like, kind of lead into it. That would be really funny. And, like, the prospects aren't going to be there for fist pumps and hugs, et cetera. So that's going to be different. But it's the NFL. And it's the NFL draft, and players are going to be selected, and analysts are going to be breaking them down on TV, on intercom stations around the country. We're going to be breaking it down. You better, you bet, the countdown to the NFL draft and the post shows that we're going to do as well. So, yes, it's going to be different, but I also think it's going to give everyone a sense of reassurance and familiarity, which I think we all really need right now. I think it's going to be an awesome event. I can't wait for it.
I'm with you, and I'm certainly with you on the fact that it's needed. This is real. Won't feel forced like the horse competition, you know what I'm saying, on the NBA or something like this. This is part of what we do routinely, even if it does look a little bit different. I'll ask you this. Who's going to be the second quarterback taken? Are you buying what Mel Kiper's selling that in his latest mock draft that Miami's so high on Justin Herbert, they'll pass on Tua to get him? What do you think?
Well, I want to issue this caveat, and this is not meant to be a cop-out, but, like, I'm guessing, right? It's an educated guess, sure. Because, like, I read everything and I listen to everything and I watch everything, so it's an educated guess. But that is the caveat, is that I'm guessing right now. But I think something that everyone needs to take into account, we're in draft season, right? It's called lying season. I spent many years in the NFL media. We used to call it lying season. And you have to assume that when the coach or GM opens his mouth, he's lying, right? So I think that there are ulterior motives with kind of all this news that gets leaked. So, for instance, we had Jason Lockhand for Radio.com Sports NFL Insider, NFL Insider for CBS Sports. He's joining us on You Better You Bet's countdown to the draft that's going to air today, Tuesday, on intercom stations around the country. And we talked about Tua Tagovailoa, and I just know how Jason feels about Tua, and that's that Tua is not going to be having a precipitous drop down draft boards. And, you know, I think it was kind of what everyone was saying, the consensus was that a team was going to trade up to three, whether it's the Dolphins or the Chargers at 5 and 6, trading up to three with the Lions to select Tua. Well, recently what we've been hearing is, well, they may not have to trade up to get Tua. They may stand pat and take Tua at 5 or 6, or maybe even take Justin Herbert over Tua Tagovailoa. Here's what I know. I watched his workout that got circulated by Chris Mortensen of ESPN. I watched that. From talking to insiders on You Better You Bet's countdown to the draft, like, yeah, maybe, like, teams are nervous about Tua Tagovailoa and his health. But look, I watched Tua just like you guys did and just like everyone listening did at Alabama. And I watched Justin Herbert at Oregon. Mm-hmm. And there ain't no way anyone can tell me that Justin Herbert is a better quarterback than Tua Tagovailoa. Maybe you feel like, I don't think it's even close.
Yep.
Like, we remember the first college football game of the year last year against Auburn, when Mario Cristobal and Oregon had that face plant and Bo Nix threw that touchdown at the end of the game. On the final play of the game, Oregon needs a touchdown. Justin Herbert threw the ball 50 yards out of the end zone.
Yep.
Like, what the hell? That should disqualify you from top 10 status right then and there. So, I mean, unless Tua's medicals guys are really that bad, I think Tua is going to be the second quarterback off the board, not Justin Herbert.
Yep, I think you're exactly right. Another quarterback, while we're on the topic of QBs, is Jordan Love, who appears to be picking up some steam in the first round to the Raiders, who, of course, own two picks First of all, I feel like you could trade back if you're the Raiders and pick him later. But do you like Jordan Love, the kid from Utah State? Does it make any sense for the Raiders to take him? What do you think of Jordan Love?
Well, just on the subject of the Raiders, and I think the question is very fair, and I think a lot of people are kind of talking about the Raiders as a sleeper team to take a quarterback in the first round. But for me personally, if I'm John Gruden, the coach, and I'm Mike Mayock, the general manager, I'm not taking a quarterback here. And I am not a Derek Carr guy, and I don't think Derek Carr is the answer. I actually kind of like, and this is going to be something, it's going to be kind of lazy and it's going to be thrown out there a lot, but I actually think it holds some merit that as far as the Oakland Raiders, the Las Vegas Raiders are concerned, I think Marcus Mariota's got a chance to be like this year's Ryan Tannehill, who usurped Mariota, obviously, last year in Tennessee. We know Mike Mayock loves Mariota. They paid Mariota like high-end backup quarterback money here. So that's why I think, given you're paying Carr, give Carr a year here. I take a wide receiver at 12. Maybe it's Henry Ruggs, Judy, or CeeDee Lamb. I would take Ruggs for the speed elements here and see if Derek Carr can actually pull the trigger to throw the ball down the field after the Antonio Brown experiment, obviously, blew up in their faces in miserable fashion last year. So I don't think the Raiders will take a quarterback. But on Jordan Love, he's very interesting. It's like, the book A Tale of Two Cities with Love. It's a tale of two seasons. His 2018 season at Utah State, absolutely fantastic. And, while Tua's throwing to NFL wide receivers and protected by NFL offensive linemen, basically, Jordan Love at Utah State, no NFL talent around him. What he did in 2018 was spectacular, but turned the ball over a ton this past season. Dual threat guy that can get it done with his arms and his legs. That's never had more value than it does right now. I don't think there's any doubt Jordan Love will be a first-round pick next Thursday night. A bit of a risk, a bit of a roll of the dice, but if a team feels like it can coach him up, get him to get those turnovers down, I think that he's got real, real potential.
Do you think Mariota, having had his job taken here at Tennessee, will help him in terms of trying to do that right with Derek? Is it the kick in the butt to the point that you made, the pull the trigger, which always seemed to be the case? Look, Tennessee fans wanted him to take it over. Like, he's off the field, he's everything you want. Just show us that you want the gig. And it's like, he just never would show them. Do you think losing it there and not pulling the trigger there helps him do it with the Raiders and he unseats Carr?
Well, I think it's a great question. And Marcus Mariota, and you guys know better than me because you're there locally, but from everything I saw, from everything that I read, Mariota could not have handled it with more class. The bench obviously came on the field a couple times with Ryan Tannehill, seemed like he was a great teammate, encouraged the Titans on their run to the AFC Championship game. But, the game that I keep thinking about when I think about Mariota and why I think that the story is not yet written fully on his career is that Kansas City wild card game, where he kind of gets thrown to the side a little bit because it was kind of an outlier a little bit. But I don't feel like a guy who's done as a quarterback in the NFL just a couple years ago, as young as he is, could have that comeback. I think they were down by 19 points to Kansas City on the road at Arrowhead, comes back to win that game. And then, by the way, next week against the Patriots, took them to that early lead with the Corey Davis touchdown, and then they were just overmatched in that game, obviously. So I still think Mariota's got a little something here. And like I said, I'm not a Derek Carr guy. I don't think Derek Carr's the answer. I think the Raiders starting quarterback week 1 2021 will be different than week 1 2020, assuming it's Derek Carr. And I think Mariota's got a chance to start games for the Raiders sooner rather than later.
Don't miss the Jason and John Show tomorrow at 11 a.m. on 92.9 FM ESPN.